This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hundreds gathered on a Seattle beach to remember an American activist killed by the Israeli military. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hundreds of people gathered on a sandy beach in Seattle Wednesday night to remember 26-year-old Aisha Nora Aigi. The American and Turkish citizen was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers last Friday in the occupied West Bank, where she had traveled to protest settlements on the Palestinian territory. Juliet Majid was her friend.
To see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched.
The Israeli military said Aigi was likely shot indirectly and unintentionally by Israeli soldiers. President Joe Biden said in a statement Wednesday that there must be full accountability. Turkey's justice minister says his country is launching an investigation into Aigi's death. I'm Donna Water.
Russian drones inflicted significant damage to the northern Ukrainian town of Konotop's energy infrastructure in an overnight attack that injured at least 14 people and cut electricity to the settlement, local officials said on Thursday. Konotop is in the Sumy region, which has been particularly targeted by Russia in recent weeks after Ukraine used the region as a staging ground for a surprise incursion into Russia last month.
I have a feeling the crowd is about to go wild.
Billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew stepped out for the first private spacewalk on Thursday, teaming up with SpaceX on the daring endeavor hundreds of miles above Earth. Isaacman joins a small elite group of spacewalkers who until now had included only professional astronauts. The crew of four launched on Tuesday from Florida. The spacewalk is expected to last 2 hours and was designed to test SpaceX's new spacesuits. This is VOA News. North Korea fired several short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday morning, South Korea's military said, the first such launch in more than 2 months. Quote, "We strongly condemn North Korea's missile launch, which is a clear provocation that seriously threatens peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula," unquote, they said in a statement. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who last week visited Seoul to reconfirm ties with South Korea ahead of his upcoming resignation, said Tokyo condemned the launch and lodged a protest against North Korea. Alberto Fujimori, a former president of Peru who was convicted for human rights abuses, has died. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Alberto Fujimori, whose decade-long presidency began with triumphs, righting Peru's economy and defeating a brutal insurgency, only to end in autocratic success, the latest sent into prison, has died at 86. Fujimori, who governed with an increasingly authoritarian hand from 1990 to 2000, was pardoned in December from his convictions for corruption and responsibility for the murder of 25 people. His daughter said in July that he was planning to run for Peru's presidency for the fourth time in 2026. The former university professor had taken over a country ravaged by runaway inflation and guerrilla violence, mending the economy with bold actions, including mass privatizations of state industries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Francine has weakened to a tropical storm but disrupted economic activity in the United States Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks explains.
The storm has already disrupted crop shipments to the Mississippi Gulf area, responsible for some 55% of U.S. soy exports. Shipping companies have halted movements of produce by barge until the winds die down. Meanwhile, farmers around the region have harvested crops where possible to protect them from damage. Energy production is suffering too. Six refineries in eastern Louisiana were operating with minimal staffing while they rode out the storm. In all, close to 39% of oil production and half of natural gas output in the Gulf of Mexico was offline on Wednesday.
Ryan Brooks from Reuters. Venezuela's opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez has met with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez just days after fleeing to the European country in a negotiated deal with Nicolas Maduro's government. Gonzalez's flight to exile, after weeks of seeking refuge in the embassies of the Netherlands and Spain in Caracas, has dealt a major blow to millions who placed their hopes in his opposition campaign. For more stories, go to voanews.com, 24 hours a day, and follow Voice of America on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.